Hi, it's Tim again, and this time I'm back to show you a free program that enables blind users to modify, or not modify, excuse me, it enables blind users to track down the weather forecast for their city and other cities around the world. It's a free program called Weather Watcher, and it is a weather software monitoring program. So this software is manufactured by Singer's Creation, and it's very accessible with JAWS and window eyes and stuff. I'm not sure how NVDA or Thunder will work with it. So that's what I'm going to demo. That's what I'm going to test for in this podcast, so I can let you guys know how NVDA and Thunder will work with this program. And again, this software program is called Weather Watcher. And it's designed to watch the weather forecast for various cities, and it tracks it down from the weather.com website. However, you have to have an active internet connection for this program to log on to the weather.com website from your desktop. However, when you do launch the program, it doesn't bring up Internet Explorer at all. It just brings up a web page with what it's found from www.weather.com, and it brings it up on your desktop, kind of like when you have your desktop set as a web page. So anyway, without further ado, I'll go ahead and start up Weather Watcher now, and I'll show you some options that we have in the program before I show you how you can look up weather using this program without having to always log on to the website all the time. So, okay, here we go. I'm setting down my recorder here, and I'll go on to my desktop.
Windows N, desktop, folder view, list view, Avast antivirus, 4 of 27, to move to items use the arrow key.
That's the Avast antivirus program, which I am using, by the way, which I'm not covering right now. Anyway, I'll press W.
W, WavePad.
Nope, WavePad, we don't want that.
W, Windows Live Mail.
Nope.
W, Weather Watcher.
There we go.
Enter.
And now Weather Watcher is starting.
Weather Watcher.
Okay, so the program has now started. And let's see what we have. Now that web page should pop up now that the program has started.
Traffic 823 Portland, or
Portland, Oregon, which of course is where I'm doing this podcast from. So this web page, it's the web page is there. So
Tab.
let's
Page
see.
has five links. Port.
There we go. There's the web page. Now watch what now. Watch what happens as I do the insert A to get the address information.
A.
Well, there is no address information because this is just a web page design as far as what it found off the weather.com website. Now, if I do insert T,
Title is.
title is, well, there's no title because again, this program logged on to the weather.com website from the internet, which you don't have to have Internet Explorer always running to do this, but you have to have an active always on internet connection for this program to download weather updates from the internet. So, okay, I'll go down to the list. I'll see what the forecast is in the Portland area.
Land, Portland, or.
Which is where I live, actually.
Current? Land, cloudy.
Ooh, it's cloudy right now.
Feels like 51 degrees Fahrenheit.
Current temperature is 51 degrees Fahrenheit.
Humidity, 83%.
Humidity, that's dust and everything else.
Dew point, 46 degrees Fahrenheit.
And the dew point is 46 degrees Fahrenheit.
Visibility, 10.0 miles.
Visibility is 10 miles, which I think that's the wind, I believe. I can't say that for sure because I'm not sure what that means. So anyway, if we go down some more.
UV, zero low.
UV, that means light. That's UV light, which is zero low.
Today, land, rain.
Oh, it's going to rain today in the Portland area, so let's see what high of temperature it's going to be today.
High, 55 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ooh, only 55 degrees, that's low.
Humidity, 79%.
79% humidity?
Wind, 11 mph.
11 miles per hour.
Precipitation, 80%.
Precipitation, now I believe that's chance of precipitation. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what that means, actually. I have yet to find out.
Sunrise, 7:35 a.m.
Ooh, the sunrise is this morning at 7:35 a.m.
Tonight, land, showers early.
Showers early?
Low, 43 degrees Fahrenheit.
Brr, 43 degrees Fahrenheit.
Humidity, 88%.
Humidity is 88%.
Wind, 7 mph.
7 miles per hour? Tonight.
Precipitation, 30%.
30%.
Sunset, 6:15 p.m.
6:15 p.m. is the sunset.
Land, 5. Land, 30.04.
That's pressure, 30.04. And the pressure is currently rising right now.
Land, 51 degrees.
It's still holding at 51 degrees.
Land, link view this forecasted weather, com registered on mouse over.
Now, please be advised for people that want to use this program, if you click this link, the internet will not start because, well, for one thing, it won't let you, see, for one thing, because this program is already monitoring the weather from the internet itself. As far as from the website, it won't let you log in there because the program is already running. Although this option is there, I don't know why it is, because that's what it's designed to do. But I'll show you.
Graph land, 3 a.m.
Oops. Well, let's see what it's going to be at 3 a.m.
Land, 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's going to be 50 degrees shortly.
Feels like 48 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, brr.
4 a.m. Land, 49 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's going to be in 2 hours.
Feels like 46 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, brr.
5 a.m. Land, 49 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's for 5 a.m.
Feels like 46 degrees Fahrenheit.
Same thing there.
6 a.m. Land, 49 degrees Fahrenheit.
Same thing for 6 a.m.
Feels like 46 degrees Fahrenheit.
Boy, oh boy.
7 a.m. Land, 49 degrees Fahrenheit.
49 degrees Fahrenheit for 7 a.m.
Feels like 45 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ooh. Same thing for 7, or different for 7 a.m.
8 a.m. Land, 49 degrees Fahrenheit. Feels like 45 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ooh, same thing for 8 a.m.
9 a.m. Land, 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
50 degrees Fahrenheit at 9 a.m.
Feels like 46 degrees Fahrenheit.
Now, please keep in mind, this is for the temperature for various hours of this morning. That's going to happen. So, okay.
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Land 51 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, that's for this morning.
Feels like 47 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's for the morning.
Link graphic images tab day.
Now we have some tabs. Now, if I scroll down these tabs...
Link graphic images tab moon.
We have the day and we have the moon.
Link graphic images tab moon.
Now before I continue with this program here, I thought I would tell you what other option, what is displayed in the system tray of when this program is running. Now this is not set by default, although you can set it up, but I will show you the options that you have in this program. So if I go into my start menu,
my recent escape ad, test ad, start button, system tray, Portland, air condition, cloudy temp, 51 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 51 degrees Fahrenheit, 46 degrees Fahrenheit, humidity, 83% chance of precipitation, 20% wind, SS button to move between.
Okay, what you heard there in the system tray was the temperature, the condition, and the precipitation, and all the other stuff. That's the same thing when this web page pops up, when you open up a program. So now let's go into the options here.
Alt tab, images tab, moon link graphics.
I'll set my player down here. Okay, so now let's go into the options of this program.
Right mouse button, context menu to navigate, press up or down arrow, O, open weather watcher, O.
That's to open weather watcher, which is already opened, actually, because that web page design popped up. So next we have...
Change active station submenu, C.
Change active station. Now this is for adding a city, changing a city, etc., etc. Editing a city. Now I'll go into this menu and I'll have you hear what we have.
Enter, add new city, A.
Add new city, that's where you can add a city, which of course I have 14 cities in here.
Bend, or B.
Bend, Oregon.
Hong Kong, China, H.
Hong Kong, China, which of course I'm not from.
Honolulu, High, H.
Honolulu, hi, which I'm not from either.
Hoodsport, Wa, H.
Hoodsport, Washington.
Las Vegas, NM, L.
Las Vegas, NM.
Las Vegas, NV, L.
Las Vegas, NV. And again, this is stuff that I've added when I searched for cities.
Mount Hood, Parkdale, or M.
Mount Hood, Parkdale, Oregon.
North Las Vegas, NV, N.
Ooh, we have North Las Vegas, NV. Wow.
Portland, or check, P.
Portland, Oregon, that's where I'm from.
Redmond, or R.
Redmond, Oregon.
Redmond, Wa, R.
Then we have Redmond, Washington.
Silver Spring, MDS.
Ooh, right where capital accessibility is. Well, let's check the temperature in that area now. I'm kind of curious as to what it is in capital accessibility. So before we move on to any of the other menu options, and all the other options in this program, let's check capital accessibility. Let's check Silver Spring, Maryland to see what temperature it is in there.
Enter.
And if anybody from capital accessibility has any questions or comments about this podcast regarding this program, my contact information is at the end of this recording. So I will give that out at the end here. Okay, so now we hit enter on Silver Spring, Maryland. And let's see what it is in here.
Redmond, Wa, R.
Okay, I guess it didn't work.
Silver Spring, MDS.
Okay, now we have to hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, weather watcher.
Okay, now we hit enter.
New severe weather alert, freeze warning remains in effect until 9 a.m. at this morning.
So in this area, Now, what you heard there, there's a balloon pop-up that stated that there was a new severe weather alert in this area in Silver Spring, Maryland. So, Janina, if you're listening to this podcast right now, or Janina, I think that's your name, I don't know, but if you're listening to this podcast right now on Blind Cool Tech, and if you're listening to this podcast about this program, there's a new weather alert in your area right now. So if you're listening, this is for you. So if you, so again, if Capital Accessibility has any questions or comments about this podcast regarding this program, or if any of you guys from Blind Cool Tech have any questions for those that uploaded their podcasts on various programs, let me know what you think of this program. And if you want to get it, you can download it from either download.com or the manufacturer's website. So anyway, let's view the weather for Silver Spring, Maryland, and find out what it's going to be today and tonight. So here we go.
12 p.m.
No.
Land. Land.
Do the control home to get to the top.
Land. Freeze warning remains in effect until 9 a.m. at this.
Okay, so freeze warning remains in effect until 9. Let's see, what was that again?
Freeze warning remains in effect until 9 a.m. at this.
Okay, freeze warning remains in effect until 9 a.m. this morning at, I believe, is what it said. I don't know. It didn't read that very well, so.
Land, Silver Spring, MD.
Yeah, it didn't read that part very well, so unfortunately that part wasn't read too good. But it did read it, though, but it didn't read it very well, so. But that's okay. Excuse me. But, okay, let's see what it is in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Silver Spring, MD. Current. Land, partly cloudy.
Oh, partly cloudy.
Feels like 33 degrees Fahrenheit.
Brr, 33 degrees Fahrenheit in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Humidity, 86%.
Humidity, 86%.
Dew point, 30 degrees Fahrenheit.
Brr, 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Now keep in mind that this is on the East Coast area where Capital Accessibility is. So this is colder in this area.
Visibility, 10.0 miles.
Same thing as Portland. Visibility, 10.0 miles.
UV, zero low.
That's UV light. Again, same results. Zero low.
Today. Land, sunny.
Oh, it's going to be sunny. Well, thank goodness for the people from Capital Accessibility. While they're getting new orders for the OSC's 22C, they can go out and play and have a nice good time. Whereas me in Portland, that's living here in Portland, I have to be inside. Well, it's gonna rain, boo. But oh well, I can't complain too much because I'm gonna be inside working anyway. So anyway, here we go.
High, 66 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, the high today is going to be 66 degrees Fahrenheit.
Humidity, 44%.
Humidity is 44%.
Wind, 4 mph.
The wind is only 4 miles.
Precipitation, 10%.
10% precipitation. Or precipitation, whatever it is, how they say it.
Sunrise, 7:23 a.m.
Ooh, 7:23 a.m.
Tonight, land clear.
Tonight's going to be clear in the Silver Spring, Maryland area.
Low, 43 degrees Fahrenheit.
43 degrees, that's not as bad as like 30. But when it gets down to 30, boy, you're in trouble. So you better not be out there. But if you are going to be out there, use a coat. So here we go.
Humidity 57%.
57% humidity.
Wind 4 mph.
Same thing for tonight.
Precipitation 10%.
10% precipitation.
Sunset 6:22 p.m.
Sunset is 6:22 p.m.
Lag 1. Lag 30.33.
The pressure is 30.33.
Lag 33 degrees.
Oh, that's cold. That is cold. But thank goodness I'm not outside in that area right now. So
Lag link view this forecasted weather com registered on mouse over. Graphic images options clickable. Lag 6 a.m.
Let's check what the temperature is going to be at 6 a.m. in this spot.
Lag 37 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, it's rising.
Feels like 34 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ooh, but it feels like it's 34. Well, see, like I said before, it when I brought up the Silver Spring, Maryland city, it generated that pop-up. Because like I said, this is all taken from the internet that the program got it from.
7 a.m. Lag 37 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Feels like 34 degrees Fahrenheit. 8 a.m. Lag 38 degrees Fahrenheit. Feels like 35 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
9 a.m. Lag 42 degrees Fahrenheit.
Still rising.
Feels like 40 degrees Fahrenheit. 10 a.m. Lag 48 degrees Fahrenheit. Feels like 47 degrees Fahrenheit. 11 a.m. Lag 53 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ooh, it's getting hotter.
Feels like 53 degrees Fahrenheit. 12 p.m. Lag 57 degrees Fahrenheit. Feels like 57 degrees Fahrenheit. 1 p.m. Lag 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Feels like 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Link graphic images tab day. Link graphic images tab moon. Link.
Okay, so there's the weather forecast for Silver Spring, Maryland. So now let's go back to Portland, Oregon, which is my city.
Right mouse button, context menu, open weather, change active station submenu, enter, add new city, Bend, or Hong Kong, Honolulu, IH.
I'm kind of curious if you can type P to get to there faster.
P, leaving menus, weather watcher.
I don't know if that worked or not, because it got me out of the menu.
Link graphic images tab day, Lang, Portland, or.
Oh, yes it did. So there we go, there's my city. Okay, let's check it now, see if it updated.
Current, Lang, cloudy, feels like 51 degrees Fahrenheit.
Nope, still the same temperature. Alright, well, now let's go into the program's options menu to see what's in there.
Right mouse button, context menu, open weather, change active station submenu, C.
We have, that's the same option, change active station.
Enter, add new city.
Add new city.
Bend, or B.
Okay, so that's the only option in here, but now let's go into the actual options menu, because that's where we want to go next.
Escape, change active station submenu.
Nope.
Favorite map submenu, F.
Okay. we have favorite maps, although this would not be accessible using a screen reader because this is all visual stuff, so JAWS wouldn't be able to access that. So next we have
options. O.
Options. Next we have
retrieve weather. R.
Retrieve weather. That's for the manual collection of weather. Weather retrieval. That is.
Refresh wallpaper unavailable. R.
Refresh wallpaper. That's for mainly. That's if you want to refresh the weather watcher wallpaper. I guess of your city or whatever. I don't know. I haven't even used this, and I don't use it, so I have no need for that. So next we have
view severe alerts unavailable. V.
View severe alerts. Now that's the same thing that was viewed when we looked at weather for Silver Spring, Maryland. So Next we have
Print P.
Print. You can print the weather forecast on a piece of paper, I guess. I don't utilize that because I have no printer. So that'd be nice for people that have a printer or a Duxbury Braille translator and stuff like that. So next we have
Print Preview P.
That's to preview the item that you're printing, although JAWS I don't think would support that either. So next we have
About A.
About, and let's see what version of the software it is that we're running.
Enter leaving menus about weather watcher dialog. OK button to activate. Press space bar.
OK, well,
tab.
It pulled up an OK button. But let's see what we have by using insert B.
About weather watcher dialog. Group box. OK button.
OK, that's not very friendly there on that part, although it should. Let's see what the JAWS cursor has to say.
JAWS cursor, graphic 127, graphic 127, cloudy about weather, graphic 127, cloudy about weather watcher dialogue. Graphic 127, feels like 51 degrees Fahrenheit. Graphic 127, graphic 127, humidity. Graphic 127, dew point 40 PC.
Huh, it doesn't list the version. I don't.
Okay,
no,
button.
It doesn't.
Enter.
So, huh, I don't know.
Feels like.
But let's go back in here.
Right mouse button, context, change, favorite options, retrieve weather, refresh wallpaper, view severe print, E, print, print, about, A. Help submenu, H.
Okay, we have help. Now, let's
check for new version, C.
Check for new version, that's for upgrading. If you want to upgrade to a new version, which they don't have a new version out right now, because this is the current version right now.
Visit Singer's Creations, V.
That's the software manufacturer's webpage. So
support Singer's Creations, S.
Again, that's the webpage. That's the manufacturer's website.
Exit, E.
And exit just simply closes the program. So now we're going to go into our options.
Open weather, change at favorite options, O. Enter. Leaving menus, options, weather watcher dialog, combo box, Portland, or user 0275-9014.
And we have 14 cities that I've added. Now, I don't know what the 025 is. I have no clue what that is, but let's go into the options that we have.
Shift tab, active city tab.
Active city tab, and again, these are tabs, and this is accessible, so you don't have to use the JAWS cursor.
General tab, the switch.
We have a general tab.
Tab, start minimized, checkbox not checked.
Start minimized, that's very simple. You start the program when it's minimized.
Tab, set tray icon to italic until first weather update, checkbox not checked. To check, press space.
Set tray icon to italic when the first weather is up. Okay, let's see.
Set tray icon to italic until first weather update, checkbox not checked.
Set tray icon to italic until first weather update. I guess that means the tray icon will turn to that color until the first weather update takes effect. I don't know. I haven't even utilized that because I can't see colors. So let's move on.
Tab, retrieve forecast, checkbox checked, so cleared.
Retrieved forecast, or forecasts.
Tab, check for new version, checkbox checked, so clear check.
That's very simple, it automatically checks for new versions of the program.
Tab, pause 30 seconds before retrieving forecasts or checking for new version, checkbox checked, so clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt plus P.
Pause 30 seconds before retrieving weather information or checking for a new version. That's the same thing, although it pauses 30 seconds before retrieving it. That's checked by default.
Tab, start weather watcher when Windows starts, checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt plus W.
Now, start weather watcher when Windows starts. Now, this is not checked by default.
What this is you can start the program automatically when Windows comes up. And I have this set to checked because that's what I want. Okay, next we have...
Tab, store user files in the Weather Watcher program folder, checkbox not checked.
Now, store user files in the Weather Watcher program folder. I don't even know what that does. In fact, I haven't even utilized this. I think it's for storing the weather information or something. I don't know. I haven't even utilized this, but I'm not going to right now until I learn more about it. So next we have...
Tab, combo box, minimize the system tray, 1 of 3. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
We have a combo box.
Minimize the taskbar.
Minimize the taskbar.
Exit Weather Watcher.
And then we have Exit Weather Watcher. So I'm going to go back to minimize the tray.
Oh, minimize the system tray.
Because that's what I like.
Tab, display time downloaded, checkbox not checked.
Display time downloaded. That's very simple. It just displays the time when the information was downloaded.
Tab, display time observed at weather.com, checkbox not checked. Check press spacebar, Alt plus O.
Display time observed at weather.com, same results, although it just displays the time observed, which I don't have checked. Although I could check it, but I'm not going to right now.
Tab, use 24-hour time system, checkbox not checked. Check press spacebar, Alt plus U.
Use 24-hour time system, that's if you're in the European Union. EU, for example, Tuscany, Spain, that's where the manufacturer Oasis is. And if you're in the European area, I'd recommend that you use 24-hour time zones because that's what they use. So up next we have, of course, I have mine set to 12-hour time zones because we're all here in the US. So next we have...
Tab, OK button, to activate, press spacebar.
The OK button.
Tab, cancel tab, apply tab, help button tab, general tab, active city tab, auto update tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
Next we have auto update. So let's see what's in here.
Tab, combo box, every 5 minutes, 2 of 15. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
There's a combo box now, and right now we're on every 5 minutes.
Never auto update,
and again, that's set by default, although I would not recommend that if you want to receive automatic updates of weather information and temperature information. So I'm going to leave that alone.
Every 5 minutes.
I'm going to change that back to the way I had it, which is every 5 minutes. So next we have...
Tab, auto retry every minute when update attempt fails, checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt plus A.
Auto retry every minute when an update attempt fails. This means if, let's say you're on the internet and all of a sudden your internet connection goes offline, and Weather Watcher tries to update automatically, and that fails because of a internet connection that went offline, you just have this checkbox checked, and it will retry. When an update attempt fails, whether if you're online still and if the weather.com website is having problems or whatever, or if you go offline, then you come back online again. So this is not checked by default, but I would recommend that you have that checked. So next we have...
Tab, set tray icon to italic when update attempt fails, checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt plus S.
Same thing as the other thing, set tray icon to italic when update attempt fails, that's the color. So JAWS can't read that, so I don't even bother with that, I just leave that alone. So up next we have...
Tab, do not retrieve weather if screensaver is running, checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt plus D.
Do not retrieve weather when screensaver is running. I guess that's either the Weather Watcher screensaver or the Windows XP screensaver. I don't know. I haven't even. I don't even have a screensaver running, so I can't. I can't show you that part.
Tab OK button to activate space bar.
Now we have an OK button.
Tab cancel button to active tab. Apply tab. Help button tab. Auto update tab. Internet tab. The switch pages press
now
control
we have,
tab.
Now we have an internet tab.
Tab only attempt to download data when an internet checkbox not checked. The check press space bar. Alt plus O.
Only attempt to download an update when an internet. That's very simple. That's if you have an active, always on internet connection, whether it be DSL or cable. Which of course I always have that on. So I don't even bother checking this checkbox. So that's nothing that you need to worry about there.
Tab edit type in text.
Now we have an edit box. I don't know why they have this in here. I don't know what it's for, but let's tab again.
Tab, password edit, type in text. Password edit, type in text.
Oh, that's for if you need to enter your username to log on to the internet for dial-up modem connections only. Okay, now I know what this is.
Tab, OK button to activate.
That's all there
space
is
bar.
There in that tab list. Or in that tab.
Tab, cancel button, tab, apply button, tab, help button, tab, internet tab, conversion tab, the switch pages, press control tab.
Conversion tab, so let's see what's in here.
Tab, temperature Fahrenheit radio button checked, 2 of 2, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Temperature Fahrenheit, next we hit, if we go up the list.
Temperature both checkbox not checked, to check, press space bar.
Temperature both. Now I don't even bother with that, so I'm just gonna leave that alone.
Temperature Fahrenheit radio button checked, 2 of 2. Temperature Celsius radio button checked, 1 of 2.
Temperature
to change
Celsius.
The selection, press up or down arrow.
But I'm gonna leave that to
temperature Fahrenheit radio button checked, 2 of 2. To change the selection,
Fahrenheit.
Press up or down arrow. Tab temperature both checkbox not checked. The check press space bar.
And I'm gonna leave that alone.
Tab, wind MPH radio button checked, 4 of 5, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
We have 5 radio buttons, wind MPH.
Wind BFT radio button checked, 5 of 5, to
wind
change
BFT,
the selection, press up or down arrow. BFT radio.
BFT? I'm not sure what that is.
Wind KTS radio button checked, 2 of 5, to change
wind
the selection,
KTS.
Press up or down arrow. Wind MS radio button checked, 3 of 5.
Wind K...
MS radio.
Win MS, which I don't know what that stands for.
Win KMH radio button checked, 1 of 5.
Win KMH.
KMH.
Yep, Win KMH. I don't know what that is.
Win MPH radio button checked, 4 of 5.
So
to change the selection,
that,
press up or down arrow.
I'm going to leave it at where it is. Win MPH, which means per hour. I'm going to leave that there.
Tab, visibility miles radio button checked, 2 of 2, to change the selection, press
now
up or down arrow.
Visibility miles.
Visibility KM radio button checked, 1 of 2,
again,
to change
KM,
the selection,
which I
press up or down arrow.
I don't know what that is, I'm guessing it's kilometers or something, yeah. Kilometers, I think. So, let's go back to visibility.
Visibility miles radio.
Visibility miles, okay.
Tab, barometer inches radio button checked, 4 of 5.
Barometer inches.
Barometer MB radio button checked, 5 of 5.
Barometer
to change
MB.
The selection, press up or down arrow. Barometer KPAR radio button checked, 1 of 5. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Okay, I have no idea what that is.
Barometer HPAR radio button.
HPAR, which I don't know what that is either.
Barometer MM radio button checked, 3 of 5.
Barometer MM, which I'm not sure what that... Again, I don't even know what all this stuff is. Barometer MM, yeah, I'm not sure what that is. So if anybody knows, you can let... excuse me. You can go ahead and let me know.
Barometer inches radio button checked, 4 of 5. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Okay, I'm going to leave it at that.
Tab, precipitation inches radio button checked, 1 of 3, to change.
Precipitation inches.
Precipitation CM radio button checked, 2 of 3, to change the selection,
CM.
Press up or down arrow. Precipitation MM radio button checked. 3 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is.
Precipitation inches radio.
Inches, so I know what that is. So I'm going to leave that there.
Tab. Display wind direction and degrees. Checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar. Alt plus W.
Display wind direction in degrees. I have no idea.
Applications.
I have no clue what that is. So I don't even bother to have this enabled. So I wish I knew what that was, but I don't know what it is, unfortunately. So I'm going to leave that there.
Tab. Display temps when using Celsius temperatures. Checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar. Alt plus T.
That's very simple. It will just display temps when using Celsius temperatures. So of course, that's not checked by default, and I'm going to leave it that way because I don't utilize that function and I don't need it. So next we have
tab OK button to activate. Press space bar.
The OK button.
Tab cancel. Tab apply. Tab help. Tab conversion. Tab severe alert. Tab to switch pages. Press control tab.
Oh, now we're on a severe alert tab. So let's see what else we have.
Tab ignore alerts that include the following words, phrases. Radio button checked. 1 of 2.
Okay. What's the next one?
Show alerts that include the following words, phrases, radio button checked. 2 of 2.
Okay, I don't even know what that is, actually, so I'm going to leave that what it was earlier.
Ignore alerts that include the following words, phrases, radio button checked. 1 of 2.
Weird. Okay. I don't know what that is. I'm guessing that's for what it was reading before, but that's interesting.
Tab, edit, type in text.
Edit, again.
Tab, extended select list box, no selected item, to move to items use the.
And we have no selected item, although this is a list box here.
Tab, add button to activate, press space bar, alt plus A.
Yeah, but add what? I don't know what, well, let's select this add button, let's see what we have.
Space.
Nope.
Add button.
Nope. It doesn't give us anything, so...
Shift tab, extended select list box, no selected item.
No selected item.
Tab, add button to activate.
Of course, that doesn't do anything, so you're out of luck there, because I don't even know what that edit box is. I don't even know what you can type in there, so I'm just going to leave that alone. So, next we have...
Tab, okay button
The okay button.
Tab, cancel button. Tab, apply. Tab, help. Tab, severe alert. Tab, sounds. Tab,
okay, we have a sounds tab.
Tab, combo box. New severe weather alert. 1 of 3. Touch it.
New severe weather alert. So let's see what this sound is.
Tab, combo box. None. 1 of 1. To change the selection,
okay, so
use the arrow
key. So they don't have a new severe weather alert sound. Interesting. I don't know why they put that in there then. Weird. Okay, well.
Tab, browse button to activate. Press space bar.
And they want you to browse for a sound, which I'm not going to do right now.
Tab, okay button to activate. Press
the
tab, cancel button. Tab, apply. Tab, help. But tab, sounds. Tab, maps. Tab, to switch pages. Press control tab.
And this is maps.
Tab, view maps in default web browser. Checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar. Alt plus V.
That's to view maps in the internet browser. That's pretty self-explanatory. So I don't need to tell you what that is. So next we have
tab. Remember size of each map viewer window. Checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press space bar. Alt plus R.
That's to remember what size you're viewing in the map window. Although I don't really use that.
Remember size of each map viewer window. Checkbox checked.
Yeah. Remember size of each map viewer window, which I don't use because JAWS does not read that, so I have no need for that.
Tab, stretch maps to fit map viewer window. Checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press space bar. Alt plus
that's,
S.
That's just stretching it to fit the window.
Tab, map manager button to activate. Press space bar.
Map manager button. And let's see what's in here.
Space, map manager, weather watcher dialog, combo box, 0 items. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Okay, we just had a clicking sound there. I don't know what that was. And we have nothing in that one.
All categories 1 of 121. combo box, all categories, 1 of 121. To change the selection, use the arrow
key. There's a lot
key.
Of categories in here.
Combo box, Africa, 2 of 100.
Whoa. Okay, I don't know what that was all about.
All categories.
But I'm gonna get out of here so I don't inadvertently change anything.
Tab, list view, not selected. Africa and telecast current conditions not checked. 1 of 786. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, that's for Africa and all the other African states. I'm gonna get out of here because I don't want to change anything.
Tab, add button. Tab, edit button. Tab, remove button to activate.
Okay, that's to remove all that stuff, which I'm not going to do.
Tab, select deselect all button to act. Tab, okay. Tab, cancel.
Okay, I'm gonna get out of here.
Space, options, weather watcher dialog.
There we go.
Map manager button.
Okay, we have map manager button. And what else do we have?
Tab, okay button to activate.
We have the okay button.
Space bar. Tab, cancel button. Tab, apply. Tab, help button. Tab, maps tab.
We have one more tab here, and then after that, my contact information is at the end of this recording, and then that'll be it. And then I will take your comments and questions about this program. So up next we have
wallpaper tab.
Actually, there's two more tabs. We have the wallpaper tab, so let's see what's in here.
Tab, combo box, never auto update, 1 of 19. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Okay, that's to update the wallpaper, which I'm not going to do, because JAWS doesn't read wallpapers. So I'm going to leave that alone, so.
Tab, on exiting weather watcher, reset wallpaper, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, Alt plus E.
That's when you exit the program, it will reset the wallpaper, which I don't do. I'm not going to check that one, so I don't worry about it.
Tab, do not update wallpaper if screensaver is running, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, Alt
That's
plus E.
That's the same thing as the weather update, which I'm not going to mess with that either.
Tab, update wallpaper when a severe alert is downloaded, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, Alt plus E.
That's only if a severe weather alert is downloaded, if you would check this checkbox to update the wallpaper, which I'm not going to do.
Tab, archive wallpaper image when wallpaper is updated, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, Alt plus A. Archive wallpaper image when wallpaper is updated, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, Alt plus A.
When the wallpaper is updated, that's to archive the picture, which JAWS does not read pictures there again, so I'm not going to mess with this stuff, because this stuff is all visual stuff, so for us blind people, that's literally useless. So we have no need for that.
Tab, update wallpaper on weather watcher startup, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, Alt plus
that's
W.
That's to update the wallpaper when the program starts. I'm not gonna do that either.
Tab, list view, not selected. Africa Eastern telecast current conditions not checked. 1 of 778.
Here we go again.
Use the arrow keys.
Here we go again. We're coming across some more wallpaper stuff for the weather stuff.
Tab, center radio button checked. 2 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
That's the center of the wallpaper, which I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna change any of this stuff because I don't. For us blind people, we can't utilize this stuff because JAWS does not read it.
Tab, frame 1 BMP GIF JPG radio button checked, 1 of 2.
Okay, that's for the frame, images, pictures, etc.
Tab, OK button to activate,
okay,
press spacebar.
We have an OK button, and let's see.
Tab, can't tab, up tab, help tab, wallpaper tab, export tab, to switch
export
pages, press
tab.
Control tab. Tab, enable exporter, checkbox not checked. To check,
that's
press.
That's to export the weather information to whatever it is you want.
Tab, OK button to activate, press spacebar.
To a text file or whatever, which I don't use.
Tab, cancel tab, apply tab, help tab, export tab, log tab, to switch pages,
okay,
press control tab.
We have a log tab, and let's see what else is in here.
Tab, enable logger, checkbox checked.
Enable logger, that is to log the temperature of what it currently is for each time of the hour, which I do have that checked because I like to keep log files of what temperature it was for each hour. So I have that checked. By default, it's not checked. But when you check this, you have to name your file. Then it will log it. So I have that checked. So that's how that works.
Tab, edit, C / documents and settings / Tim Johnson / my documents / weather, type and text.
Okay, that's the file that I created.
Tab, browse, but tab, view log button, tab, delete log button to active.
Okay, you can view the log and then you can delete the log.
Tab, edit, type and text, edit, type and text.
Edit box again.
Tab, use default template button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus U.
Use default template. I don't know what that is. I have no idea what that's for, so I don't even bother with it.
Tab, OK button, tab, cancel tab, apply tab, help tab, log tab, tray icon tab, the switch pages,
okay.
Press control tab.
Let's see if that's the last one here.
Tray tooltip tab, the skins tab.
Okay, we have tray tooltip tip, then we have skins. So we're going to go to...
Tray icon tab.
Tray icon tab.
Tab. Display feels like temperature checkbox checked. A clear check mark. Press spacebar. Alt plus.
Display feels like temperature. That's what it is. It just displays the information in the system tray.
Tab. Display degree symbol checkbox not checked. A check. Press spacebar. Alt.
Display degree symbol, which I don't have checked.
Tab, hide first digit when reaching 100 degrees, checkbox not checked, a check, press spacebar, Alt
that's
plus H,
hide
first digit when reaching 100.
That's to hide the first digit when it reaches 100 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't have that checked either.
Tab, show tray balloon when new severe alert is retrieved, checkbox checked, a clear check mark, press spacebar, Alt plus H.
That's to show a pop-up balloon when a new weather alert is retrieved.
Show tray balloon when new severe alert is retrieved, checkbox checked.
So I have that checked, and that's checked by default.
Tab, never display tense place, checkbox checked, a clear check.
That's very simple, not to display any tense place.
Tab, hide sign when negative, checkbox not checked, a check print.
Hide sign when negative, although I don't use that function either.
Tab, combo box, no action, 1 of 7.
There's a combo box here, which I'm not going to go through all of them, so that's no action, which I am going to leave that there.
Tab, combo box, open weather watcher, 2 of 7, to change the selection use the arrow keys.
Alone.
Tab, combo box, aerial, 10 of 140, to change the selection use the arrow keys.
Again, I don't know some of this stuff that's in here. I've only used the program for like... couple days now, so I don't know all this stuff that's in here, so...
Tab, combo box, 8 of 20,
boy,
to change
boy,
the selection use the arrow keys.
I don't know what that's supposed to do either, so I'm gonna leave that alone.
Tab, combo box, normal, 1 to 4,
boy,
to change
boy.
The selection use the arrow keys. Tab, make transparent, checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar, Alt plus N.
Or make transparent, or whatever.
Make transparent, checkbox not checked.
Make transparent, I don't know what that's for, so I'm going to leave that alone, too, because it may mess up what I have set as far as JAWS working correctly with it, so I don't want to mess it up. I don't know, because I don't know what it does, so I'm just going to leave that part alone.
Tab, combo box, display temperature icon, 3 of 3,
oh,
to change the selection use the arrow keys.
Display temperature icon, here we go.
Tab, OK button to activate, press spacebar.
That's just what, when it said display temperature icon, that's basically in the system tray. Also on the web page that was first shown. When you start the program.
Tab, can tab, apply tab, help button, tab, tray icon tab, tray tooltip tab.
Now we're going to tray tooltip.
Tab, location checkbox checked, a clear check mark.
For the location, it will display it on the system tray.
Tab, condition checkbox checked.
condition.
Tab, temperature, checkbox, check.
Temperature.
Tab, feels like, checkbox, check.
Feels like.
Tab, dew point, checkbox, check.
Dew point.
Tab, humidity, checkbox, check. A clear check mark, press space bar.
Humidity.
Tab, precipitation, checkbox, check. A clear.
Precipitation.
Tab, wind, checkbox, check.
Wind.
A clear check mark, press space. Tab, visibility, checkbox, check.
Visibility.
Tab, barometer, checkbox, check. A clear check mark, press space bar. Tab, UV index, checkbox, check.
UV
a clear check mark, press space bar. Tab, today's high, checkbox, check. A clear.
Today's high.
Tab, today's low, checkbox, check.
Low.
A clear check mark, press space bar. Tab, moon phase, checkbox, check.
Moon
a
phase.
Clear check mark, press space bar.
Of course, that's what that. This is all tooltip stuff. That gets displayed.
Tab, sunrise, checkbox, check. A
sunrise.
Clear check mark, press space bar. Tab, sunset, checkbox, check. A clear check mark, press space bar. Tab, daylight remaining, checkbox, check.
Daylight remaining.
Tab, last observed, checkbox, check.
Last
a clear
observed.
Check mark, press space bar. Tab, last downloaded, checkbox, check.
Last downloaded? Wow. Wow.
Tab, use skin tray tooltip window checkbox not checked. The check
use
press space bar alt plus S.
Use skin tooltip tray window. Of course, I do not use that because JAWS would not work with that. So I'm leaving that alone. So also, yeah, if you are going to use this program, make sure that the skins in this program are disabled. Otherwise, JAWS will not work properly with this program.
Tab, use custom tray tooltip window location checkbox not checked. The check
use
press space bar alt plus
tip tray tip location. I don't bother with that because I don't know what that does.
Tab, abbreviate value descriptions checkbox not checked. The check
abbreviate
press space
value
bar alt plus A.
That's if you want it to abbreviate what I guess you're reading or something. I don't know. I don't know what that is either.
Tab, high value descriptions checkbox not checked. The check press space bar alt plus V.
That's if you want to hide the value descriptions.
Tab, high measurement units checkbox not checked. The check press space bar alt
high
plus N.
Measurement units. That's if you want to hide the measurement units.
Tab, combo box never 1 of 11. The change is selection with the arrow key.
We have some more combo boxes.
Tab, OK button to activate
and
press
we have an
space
OK
bar.
Button.
Tab, cancel tab, apply but tab, help but tab, tray tooltip tab, skins tab.
We have the skins tab now.
Tab, combo box, splendid, 2 of 4.
Splendid.
The change the selection use
okay.
The arrow keys.
Again, this is stuff that I would not recommend that you have enabled because JAWS will not function properly in this program as far as reading this program correctly if you have skins enabled.
Tab, combo box, splendid, 2 of 2, the change the selection. Tab, combo box, classic, 2 of 6. Tab, combo box, classic, 2 of 6.
These are
the
all
change
skins.
The selection. Tab, combo box, classic. Tab, get more skins button to activate.
Get more skins, which I'm not going to do.
Tab, open skin location button to activate.
Nope.
Press
open
space bar,
skin
alt
location,
plus O.
Which I'm not going to do either.
Tab, okay, but tab, cancel.
Okay. And that's all we have.
Space, 51 degrees Fahrenheit, weather watcher.
And it's still 51 degrees Fahrenheit. Wow, and the time right now is?
3:30 a.m.
3:30 in the Portland area. So, that's about it for this program. So now what I'm going to do is unload JAWS. Because I'm sure you guys are all wondering, how does Thunder work with this program? The free screen reader called Thunder.
Windows.
Well, let's find out.
T Thunder screen reader.
Okay.
Unloading enter. 52 degrees.
Ooh, it's now 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Wow. Well, let's load Thunder now. Hear that rain? Well, I believe during the winter it may rain in Thunder when it gets to that point. So now Thunder is loading. So then we'll see how Thunder works with this program. I don't know if it's
Weather Watcher.
Oh, it said the name, but unfortunately...
Blank.
Oh boy.
Thunder settings. Button. Weather watcher. Blank.
For some unknown reason, it does not work well with this program. Thunder doesn't work well with this program at all. So let's hit our right mouse button here.
Move by pixel.
No.
Move by pixel. Move by pixel.
Nope.
Blank.
Nope. Thunder does not work well with this program. So for those of you that are using Thunder, I'm sorry to say, but you won't be able to use Weather Watcher with this program. Sorry about that.
Thunder settings. Button. Yes. Button.
And it says, do you want to close down your screen reader? Yes, I do. And it's gone. So let's start NVDA now to see how NVDA works with it. It's just starting, so let's see what we have.
Loading subsystems. Please, when NVDA started, Weather Watcher pain.
Okay, it started, so...
Blank.
Let's see.
View this forecast at weather.com registered file :\C:\ documents %20% settings stroke.
Okay, stroke. I don't know why it's saying that. But...
Graphic.transparent.gif.tralan 52 degrees.
Okay, so you do get some functionality with NVDA using this program.
Graphic.transparent.gif.
Okay, transparent.gif. I don't know what I don't. It shouldn't be reading that, but it is.
Graphic.bottom1.gif. Graphic.bottom1.30.06. Graphic.transparent.gif. Graph.transparent.88%. Humidity.
Okay, so it's reading the images and it shouldn't be doing that.
Graphic bar blue dot gif.
Yeah, NVDA does not work well with this program yet, so unfortunately, let's see if we can go into the options menu with this.
Context menu. Open 01 of 14. Open in new tab unavailable W2 of 4. Open in new window and save target as a 4 of 14.
You can do all the stuff like you can do with Internet Explorer.
View this forecast at weather.com graphic.transparent.gif.
Yeah, NVDA does not work really well with this program yet.
Interact loading document.
What? Okay.
Done. Blank. Graphic.transparent.gif.
Yeah, it doesn't work well with this program, so...
Right-click context menu. Context. Open Weather Watcher 01 of 21.
You can open the menus up.
Change active station submenu C. Favorite maps submenu F. Options 05 of 21. Retrieve weather R7 of 21. Refresh wallpaper unavailable R8 of 21. View severe alerts unavailable V9 of 21. Print P11 of 21.
Oh, so it even reads the number of that menu, kinda.
Print preview P12 of 21. About a 14 of 21. Help submenu H. Check for new version C16 of 21. Visit Singer's Creations V18 of 21. Support Singer's Creations S19 of 21. Exit E21 of 21. Open Weather Watcher 01 of 21. Cell. Graphic.transparent.gif.
Okay, let's close NVDA here, because I don't want to use it right now.
Running Atlas Start Button Notification Area Toolbar, NVDA Button WAP, NVDA Exit X, Exit NVDA Dialog. Are you sure you want to quit NVDA?
Yes, I do want to quit NVDA. So let's click the Yes button. And it's gone. So let's start JAWS back up again. And we should get that web page design that's going to read properly with JAWS. So popped back up. So it should be coming up momentarily again.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Weather Watcher dialog. This action cannot be completed because the other application is busy. Choose apostrophe switch 2 to activate the busy application and correct the problem. Desktop to act.
Well, I think I know why it said that, because NVDA was running. So
switch to button tab retry but tab switch to but tab retry but tab switch to button to activate space.
Okay.
Page has five links. Portland or current cloudy feels like or lack Portland or current lack cloudy feels like 51 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, well it went back down to 51 degrees again. So
link graphic images tab moon link. Link graphic images tab moon. Link graphic images tab day. Link.
Okay, now JAWS is reading the images tab day and moon like it's supposed to, but NVDA, as you all know,
does not read that properly as of yet. And Thunder does not read the web page design hardly at all. So for those of you guys that want to use NVDA, it's usable, but it's not nearly as usable like it is with JAWS. So I think if one of you guys were to go out and get this program and use it with JAWS, you're going to have much better luck with it than you would with Thunder or NVDA at this time. So, okay, well, here's my contact information for those of you that want to contact me with your questions and comments about this program. My email address is Tim Johnson, TimJohnson, 537 at msn.com. One more time, that's Tim Johnson, TimJohnson, 537 at msn.com. Okay, I will talk to you soon. Okay, bye.